Siegel's window as if it's a kind of Har Yehuda of sorts? Is that a picture? It's a still, or it's something that is still, I assume.
It's a still, yeah.
Yeah. Is my voice loud enough? It's just a new computer, and they've made Windows 8, and I can't figure out how to do anything on it. Is the mic okay, or you need louder?
Fine on this side, great.
It's fine? Okay, good. Okay, we're holding here in the Siva Kass, and we're holding, I think, the second paragraph, if I'm not mistaken, right? Are we that good?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Let's just try one more thing. I'm ever mindful of our dear friends, Capetus. Okay. Good. We're good to go. Okay. Uperi kama de Erevin. Mipnei ma zochu beis hillel lekvoya halacha kemoisan. Mipnei shenoichin hein valuvin hein v'shen divreim dir beishamet. So it says, why was Beis Hillel Zoicha that they would be first in order, the halacha would be like them all the time? So he says, because they were Neuchim, Baluvim, Veshoim, Devreim, Dir Beis Shammai. Veloy Oiri says, Veshemakdim, Dir Beis Shammai, Devreim. Koisin, Sheshaninu, Mishay, Roishavu, Vesuk, Veshchonu, Rabayis, Beis Shammai, Poisin, Sil, Machshirit. So the fact that they were nice, they nochen valuvim hein, and also that they had Beis Shammai's words come before their words. Now, it's wonderful to have midas tovos, and it's really, really nice that they were so gentlemen. But why in the world is that considered a mile of halacha? That's the point that he's really trying to be kaveh. So it says like this: Mizet tovim b'teida amida zoyis mishu bal hanocha. Kashu bal hanocha ene yoytzim ena yoyshe klal v'nishar al hashivui hefech mishe enoi bal hanocha shevipnei kach yoytzim ena shivui. So he's using a word here, kind of an interesting word, bal hanocha, which means people that are, I guess in English, the best translation would be even keeled, like munach, as opposed to something which is something which is in motion. Now, he had said before that if somebody has he spoke before about his spalos. In other words, imagine somebody is driving a truck and a wind buffets it. The truck is not going to move. It has in itself a lot of it's weighed down, and it's not easily affected by the moving of the truck. So that's something which is considered to be hanocha. In other words, the truck has a lot of inertia, maybe is a good word for it in English, and therefore it does not easily lose its bearings. So somebody who is a bal hanocha is not a yoytzim na yoysha klal. The general sense is that things that are in motion, things that are extremely, what's the right word for it? Winds that come, things that erupt, tend to be very one-sided. So, Lamashal, let's take it to anger. If I get upset by something, the upsetting tends to push me in a certain direction. That, and I guess in English it's a very good structure of calling something even keeled versus something that is that's erratic or something that's off to a side. So the person that is a bal hanocha tends to be continuing on the straight line, whereas a person that's not a Baal Hanacha is going off to a certain direction. So let's give a mashal. When a strong wind comes and it pushes against something that is lightweight, the lightweight thing will fly off in sort of an opposite direction. If I push back at something, which is usually happens when I get angry, I overreact to a certain, even the reaction itself is push this back. When I lose my temper at somebody, I want to push back, at least with as much force as was pushed towards me, which means I'm going out of my direction. Let's say I'm driving and somebody tries to push me in a certain direction, I push back, I'm going to veer in that amount in the other direction. So that's Baal Hanocha and Baal Shivui versus somebody who is like a spouse, they says before. Halacha means something is moving on a certain path, and it's not it's going in a straight line. So let's explain a little bit. First, I want to explain the meter part of it a second. Everybody, the people tend to think of Beis Shammai as bad people, as difficult people, whatever you want to call it. That's not the right description. The Beis Shammai were people who were bothered by something that was not emes. For instance, let's give an example. Let's say somebody makes a hateful or spiteful remark. There's what to be said about a reaction that expresses the full passion of how bad the other person's remarks are, and there's something to be said about a person who is collected and not moved by it. But when a person says something that's stupid, something that's wrong, whether there's what to be said about a reaction that expresses how wrong something is versus a reaction that simply corrects it, like when you make a stupid mistake driving and the GPS just recalculates with that same monotone voice, sometimes it's jarring that's a reaction. Like in other words, when there's no passionate reaction, something missing sometimes. The answer is for each, depending on what we want out of this, that's really what we're expecting. Let's just give a mashal. Just understand that Beis Shammai's reaction might be the appropriate reaction sometimes. Imagine somebody did an avla in the community, a terrible avla. Somebody swindled somebody else out of life savings. Well, one reaction would be to speak and to say what kind of terrible thing this is. This is like a ritzicha, and this is like this, and this is like that, and with all that the vehemence and the passion expressed, the outrage expressed at something like that. On the other hand, imagine something getting upset. If I say an event happened last week, and I checked through in Shulchan Aruch, and I in Chayshim Mishpat Nizn Asif, and then I say Kalim, and it would appear that the person was not right in doing so. We wouldn't see that as being a terribly right reaction. It's certainly on the level of expressing indignation, we'd feel something is wrong. It's not an appropriate reaction on the emotional level. On the other hand, when the question is how to deal with this person, you want somebody who is cool, who has at the moment when he's making the decision about how to deal with this person, He's very collected, very rational, completely not given over to his passion. And even the case with the Ger Tzedek, when he came along and he said he wants him a Gaia, he wants to learn Kol HaTorah Kula Regel Achas. It is an appropriate reaction to tell the person, to yell at the person, because that person is his sense of what Torah is about is not a very, very good sense. He's not. There's no haracha for Torah, and there's no. He'll never know Torah because there's no covenant Torah coming out of it. So it's not positive always. Everybody seems just to think automatically that's very, very positive. Hillel, there's what to be said about Shammai. But when we're talking about halacha, about deciding what the halacha is, so there we need to use a different set of tchunos. The word halacha, it says over here, indicates when somebody walks, when somebody runs, something prompted him. A person runs from danger, a person runs to save someone, a person runs to something that he very much wants. Rotzai and rots are rotzai and wanting, and rotzo and ritza and running are the same word, because the walk always reflects a thought out mahalach. Teal is when you walk for no end, just pleasure. Ritza is when you're driven by passion or by some sort of drive or danger or fear. And halicha is when you're measured. And that's why of all the modes, the mode of halicha is the one that is most sure to get you to the right place. And that's why halacha walking tends to be on the right path, as opposed to possibly ritza, which is medalig al harim kaps al gavos. So beis hillel, and therefore halacha, which means a logical progression of the in Torah. This is what it says. These are the ramifications of it. These are the sodas behind it. This is the new case. Let's build step by step till we figure out the new case. It says, "Val tomi ki b'shamu chacham, b'shamu weren't chacham. Adrava, hayu chacham dolim v'charifim hayu. They were brighter than Beis Hillel. Rak l'inyan halacha shu'aderech hayosha hu le'Beis Hillel meishoy bal yanocha mebli sheitzu v'naseida." I once there was somebody, an Israeli in America, who lived in America most of his life. He's a yeshiva man. Tremendous genius, awesome genius, and he decided that he would apply his brilliance to business, and he would become a millionaire, and he invested in the stock market, and he really, really lost a lot. He really did not do well at all. And somebody told him, finally, "Let me explain to you why you're not good at it." He said, Every investment stock market, it always takes into account what does the tzibur think? How are they going to react to this and this news and so on and so forth? And what's going to be their pattern? He said, "You're way too smart, and you credit people way too much, and therefore you predict reactions that don't happen. That's your problem. You hop it so quickly with so much forethought, and people not even close. Halacha requires they were Beis Shammai were bigger chacham and chrifim, but this mizug of being able to go, when you come up with a brilliant teretz, the answer may be the teretz is brilliant, but that's not pshat because X, it's not mash like that, whatever it is. V'chein b'mashay aluvim shayne derim d'chavrehem v'chol zenyoni hanocha legamri. The fact that it says that they would be open, they would listen to the other people, and he says this is all the same midah. Kishav ne adam kasha yoyma leidava mimaya lichois ve'oilav limisha helev etzle. Milets ve'eshilo yibali anach le'oilvim afim echad helev etzle. So the fact is they did not react they did not react negatively. So if Beis Shammai made an unkind remark, that didn't stop them from listening to what Beis Shammai had to say. V'chei ma she'eshen divrem di Beis Shammai lo'idol she'makdim d'rashon divrem. Kol yin zeh she'misudor m'maseihem ve'eino mikat ha'mizgabon chavereihem ve'mikat ha'menatzchi. It means they weren't, usually one of the very strong motives for an argument is a sense of wanting to be right. And that keeps, that attitude keeps pushing your sense of things to be, it doesn't allow you to look at it the way the other person look at it. But after being a pilpul utay, mikol makom hu yotze min aseder. So even though the competitiveness of somebody who's mikata menatzchim, it helps a lot for pilpul, but it's still yotze min aseder. So the tchuna that's needed for halacha is a tchuna of things that stay within a certain framework of structure. Halacha needs to take all possibilities in, it needs to evaluate all possibilities, and then prefer the one that is most likely. There's a sense of one has to be cautious to the other. I need to have all the detail, all the pieces in for me to make that reasonable decision, what's right and so on. So, the muscle. When two people are arguing, I'll give you a simple muscle. When you have a trial, the ideal trial, the trial that will most likely get you to emes, is if the prosecutor is arguing his case extraordinarily passionately, the defender's arguing it very passionately, and the judge is dispassionate and taking in both arguments and weighing and judging. So Beis Hillel, besides their own midah, or their own midah was such that it took in Beis Shammai's words as well, and their conclusion was built after having listened to Beis Shammai and included it. So they also had, Beis Shammai was something that was, their words were Torah. And maybe I have spoken to before, when he says that Divril Kim Chayim, that the Gemara speaks about, the point it means as follows. Their point, their position, the proofs that they brought, and so on, needed to be taken into account before you reach a decision, or else your decision was likely not true. And Divril Kim Chayim doesn't mean that Allah is like it, but it means what you're saying is a Torah point. This is a valid position. This is something that you must deal with, just like the Babli has all the Havaminas that it's dealing with. The Havaminas chosen are those that are Havaminas that you must deal with. They're reasonable positions, they're positions that are indicated as being emes, and you've got to make, and you've got to explain why not. That's the flow of it. Al Kopanim, he says, so Beis Shammai's words, even though the halacha is not like them, because they represent only a particular aspect, but lemaisa, it's Divril Kim Chayim. V'adavaz asher kapadonim, hayem he midasa shel Beis Shammai gamkein, sh'or le midas ha'chachma, k'ra mina me'isa tamad chacham noikim v'noite eva k'nochash, chagrei al masnecha. So, aval inya halacha roi ke Beis Hillel, she Beis Hillel misudor maseyem en yitzim nashevi, olafikach royu el halacha. So as far as halacha goes, the bishama is mida is appropriately a mida of chachma, because it says me'isa tam chacham noikim v'noite eva kinochash chagriel masnecha. I want to talk about this a little bit. You know, sometimes these terms are used generically. Sometimes these terms are used very specifically. The word chachma can mean chachma in a generic sense, like we speak generally about it. You know, it's a chacham. It can also be very specific. Over here, we're talking about the Chazal seem to imply that it says called Talmud Chacham Shein Neikiv Neitim Eva Kenachash in a Talmud Chacham, which is almost something which is the opposite of what we're talking about. Why would you say a Talmud Chacham should be Neikiv Neitim Kenachash? So the Maral says, and he speaks about this in Baragola, I'd like to sort of explain it. The Chachma, in the sense that he's talking about, is where a person is, where a person sees emes as a metzias. In other words, if somebody were to argue with me about something that I don't care much about, that wouldn't bother me. Have it this way, have it that way, the other way. We're talking about chachma, we're obviously talking about emes and things of that nature. When I'm arguing about chachma in a sense that is, when somebody says something that's wrong, my sense of outrage at something which is a clear metzias to me, emes is precious to me, and when somebody is bending it in a way that is not right, then my mida of chachma itself is mechayev a sharp reaction. The Ogdoli Yisrael, Rav Aaron Cutler, comes to memory most, who, you know, if somebody asked something in shir that he thought was wrong, I mean, you needed two people to hold Rav Aaron Cutler down and not to choke the person. There was such a sense of outrage when something was wrong. It's for the people who are calm and collected, many times it represents a lack of appreciation of chachma. Okay, so pshat like this, don't get upset about it. It's because it's not something that the person really, really cares about. I remember when I was first in yeshiva, somebody was sick and he had operations, and he made it the first time round. He got better, and he made a Sudas Hidoya on Hanukkah, actually. It was the first, the second year I was in Shiva. And they invited everybody who had taken turns at his bedside. And he was an American young man who lived in Baikyan, Menachem Waters, Chanan Vrocha. And it was a very chashu mesiba, really, really chashu mesiba's Hanukkah. And they had over there, besides all the boys that had come and helped in the hospital, they also had over there a lot of chashu rabbanim and people. It was very, very, very nice. It was a very chashu event. And there was a very big Talmud Chacham there. His name is Yisrael Ber Kaplan. He's an American who has a kollel for the last 50, 60 years in Yerushalayim. And he threw out a kasha t'vaylo. How could, according to the shita, that they left over oil, that only an eighth of the oil burnt, there's a problem of deshem. The halach is anything that had already been used for haktara and was left over has a din of deshem, and therefore you can't use it a second time. That was the question he threw out. You know, Darlum was mefalpul. There was one fellow there, one person, a very nice man, from person, but not a Talmud Chacham especially, a person who was a fine person, he was involved in chinuch of some sort, but not a Talmud Chacham. And he said, well, you know, he says, the matzah was very difficult, there was a shortage of oil, there wasn't anything to, you know, there was any oil around, and so probably maybe they could, you know, they could use it this one time, kind of. And I remember he almost choked. He said, but it's deshen, it's deshen. And I said, yeah, but you know, listen, you can't be picky and this and that. And I remember it was as if somebody told him, try using water to light the menorah with. To him, deshen was like water. It doesn't have a dinner krava, it's not nikra, and period. This other person was much, was at ease because the word deshen to him didn't mean anything. It was kind of some sort of din. Maybe it's like a minhag, maybe it's a chassidish minhag. You know, it was like two different conceptions of reality. And it grates on a person's nerves if he's identified with chachma. So you can have the mile of being noikim v'noiter comes because chachma sees truth and falsehood as being realities and lack of realities, and it's something that a person really, really cares about. That's the issue. On the other hand, the person who is there's a greater mahalach where a person is makif a few shitas, and then he's able to weigh in and come out with some sort of, by weighing all the shitas, seeing a certain emes. Now, let's make something clear. Let's take a look at Psak Halacha. You find Sfarim that paskin from the Gemara and come out with a very strong shita, this way, that way, the other way. You find Sfarim that they look at all the achronim, all the other shitas, and sort of weigh and measure and say, listen, most shitas seem to be going this way, and this should be the way to go. The first one shows greater chachma. The second one, usually, the halach is like it. Mishnah Brura is not known for his original, you know, psakim. The Mishnah Brura is tremendous shikul hadas in weighing others. The Shach was mechadish his own kedushin. The Shach is a sefer on Shavaruch that it's his own psakim. So is the Taz, and so on. The latest firm are a sort of compilations, and we tend to favor them as being the halacha there, but it's certainly not something of it doesn't show the darg of chachma. So usually the lashon of a sefer that's original will tend to be very strong and vehement, and he'll be fire against anyone who does all like that. On the other hand, the sefarim that are more accepted for psak tend to be more encompassing, more balanced, kind of weighing different shittas, and their lashonos tend to be v'alkei nira, that one should be machmir, one should be knighted this way, one should be knighted that way. The Mishnah Brura doesn't have these sharp lashonos when deciding a psak, because at the end of the day, he's mechriya. He says, well, if you have so many lashonos like this, I don't think it's right to be makel this way, that way, the other way. That's the... So, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel are two shittas. Beis Shammai expressed the chrifus of chachma, and that comes with kpeda. Beis Hillel expressed the shikul hadas of Erech HaPayim, and b'meila he was makif the other shitas as well, and that's why for kviyas halacha we are we tend to go with Beis Hillel. Okay, any questions? We'll do the next paragraph.
So, okay. Just a question.
Sure.
I mean, surely these things also come with shikul hadas, right? There's a time to be harif, and there's a time to weigh things up.
Correct.
Why doesn't that come with shikul hadas itself? Or what's it?
Well,
that itself is shikul hadas, right?
But true. But when you, every single person needs moments of this and most of that. When you're talking about people's role in the big picture. You know, the prosecutor at a trial, when he comes home, he might need to be a nice person. He might need to defend his kids vis-a-vis the principal of the school. But his role in a big picture is this role. So when we speak, when you talk about Shammai and Hillel, you're talking about two amudim. In halacha, Shammai's role was primarily in X, Hillel's role was in Y. Just like in Halacha and Musa. I'm sure the great Baal Halacha learned Musa. I'm sure the great Baal Musa learned Halacha, but Rabbi Yeruchim is noted for Shmuzin, and the Chveis, and Rabbi Moshe is noted for Pesachim. What was his major role? So Shammai demonstrated the sharpness of an identification with Chachma, and Hillel personified the weightedness of Eilu Ve'Eilu and taking everything into account and so on and so forth. Okay, I once had a long discussion with somebody when I was describing the different Mahalchim and Musa and the Navarika's sharpness, when I described that sharpness, the person asked me, so that's fantastic, it's Kulei Emes, this and that. So I told him what I thought were the drawbacks of that. So he said, didn't the Alter Nevadik himself understand these drawbacks? And I tried to explain to him that he would never have accomplished what he accomplished. In other words, his persona was an identification with an uncompromising emes. And that's his role in the world. It's for somebody else to come 2 generations later and to say, no, this is a good thing to learn from Nevadik, it's not a good thing, and so on. I think Wistful spoke about Reb Noach when I told him, there's an extreme about that cheetah, and that extreme is needed because the world is complacent and he's coming along and talking about the Holocaust, this and that. But the Mishalim that he used, sometimes it's not the right decision. It's a hard thing to understand that you need people who personify certain sharpnesses, because that position would never be. If the prosecutor would be talking at the trial and saying how he understands the defendant and he knows how hard life has been for him and he knows how that the evidence is not 100% and so on and so forth, in a certain sense he would be betraying his role. His role is to point to the evidence in the sharpest way possible. The defendant's lawyer's job is to point how weak the case is, and it's the judge's job to try to weigh those two extreme positions and get the right position. Okay. Perek Arve Psachim, it says, Gimla Kadosh Baruch Hu Ohava. The three Kadosh Baruch Hu loves. Misha'ina Koes, Misha'ina Amidosa, Misha'ina Mishtake. Person doesn't get angry, person who is Mevater, and a person who doesn't get drunk. Now, these are all wonderful characters. The first two seem to us a lot easier to identify. A person who doesn't get angry and a person who kind of doesn't stand on his are easier for us to understand than a person who doesn't get drunk. I mean, the kesha, well, they're all good things, but Ramza Bezed, and also we have to understand getting drunk it makes a person very, very unpleasant. But what exactly about it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu sensitive to? Ramzav zeh dvar muflag moed b'choch moed ki mi shesh ve'el gimel royal ava. Says these are the three requisites for ava. Ki be'ela midas mizdam el bar akol v'hadoyme yav sadeyme. It's one of the ways in which we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or we forge a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when we are like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like stick a like, and being dome at HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that bond. V'teida, kashem yisbarach eino geshem ve'in lo midas hageshem. The primary characteristic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he's not physical and does not exhibit any descriptions that would be appropriate to something physical. One of them is that he's not mispoil, or it's not even a koach within something gashmis. So one thing is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mispoil. He is not affected by the other. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no rubric, because that which has offense around it, murkav misyag v'hevdul, So that defines him. He has in himself this property of what he is and what he's not, and that would make him Valgeshem. Okay, so he's going to explain each one, and we'll see each one as he goes along. Well, if fika chama, misheino koes hare eino mispael kama geshem, as well as mal. So kas has to do with hispaalus. If I want to determine, I see on the sidewalk a box. I'm not sure if this box is real or somebody's projected a hologram on the box. So I can try to blow it. If it's not going any place, I can try to do things to it. If it's not effective, anything I throw it in or blow it or whatever it is, then it's not real. It's not a Baal Geshem. Kimisha Rapayim Shesha Seichel Nibl Gamri. An Erech Rapayim is the product of someone whose Seichel is totally not dependent at all in what's around here. V'lokach Mishaena Koyez Nivdol Min HaGashmi V'Bezeh Shadim HaShem Yisbach Shein HaKoyach V'Geshem. And that's why a person who's not Koyez is Nivdol Min HaGashmi. I want to talk a little bit more about a certain angle of this. Any time when you have two things of the same kind, they interact. So if I have two balls, they interact. One kicks against the other, one is going to move, one is going to push, one is going to go away. That's because they're of the same kind. If I have an idea and a stone, there's no interaction between an idea and a stone. Throwing as many stones as you want at the person who propagated the idea is not going to affect the idea at all. The idea is something that's just not affected by Geshem around it. If my personality is affected by the others, by the comments, reactions of the others, then it's part of an existing world. And in that oifen, it is more gashmis, really. It's got more kal gashmis. If it is unaffected by that which is around me, then it belongs to the world of sichlis. And that's why the person who is unaffected, who other people's remarks don't affect him, is someone that is seichel nivdol and so on. I want to add maybe something because it's a... It's kind of an important caveat. The Balei Musa speak a lot about a person's need to be about his spirals. The Rishol Salanta, when he speaks about the person who's going someplace in Avodas Hashem, it's the Baal his spirals. That's the person. People who sit through Musa Shemuzin and are apathetic, people who read Divrei Techacha and they're apathetic, are not growing anywhere. They're not going anywhere. They're very, very, very terrible mida. It's the worst mida, the person. So how do we say Baal Hispailus is high madrega, low madrega? Is it good? Is it not good? But we're using the word Hispailus in a positive and negative. In the Chassidish world, there was big vikuchim about it. The many Hasidim believed in Hispalus, and in Chabad itself, there was a kind of split in the very early Tkufis, where somebody, a Talmud of Baal Tanya, wrote a Sefer that seemed to stress Hispalus, and the Baal Tanya's son wrote a Kuntres Hispalus, which was kind of countered it. In Chabad, those days, at least, they were very against Hispalus, and they felt that it's conflicts with Emes and Seichel and so on. But it's certainly, I mean, what he's saying here, versus what the Baal Musa is saying, deserves some sort of understanding. And the understanding is exactly what we're saying. Throwing rocks at an idea will not affect the idea. countering the idea with an argument will check the idea. Check, I mean, in the sense like checkmate. It might actually demolish the idea. One is affected by things of a similar nature because they exist on the same plane. So if I meet a person who's kulay rei shemayim and kulay achid, and I tell them divrei terchach, and I say, you know, I think this might be a chashash of something or other. The person is very taken by that. He's very upset by that because, oh my gosh, and, you know, that's his world. His world of mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and you know, and so on. And if this might be an avera, he's very, very devastated. If you tell me, you know, this might be an issur, so I shrug my shoulders and say, well, try it, do something about it. But is that my world? On the other hand, if somebody that I if somebody who's my circle of friends and peers tells me, you know, I don't think you're such great sheikhs, I'm devastated because that's my world. And the Balmidus, the person who's if he hears that, he thinks, well, is there a criticism? Is there a valid criticism or not? If there's a valid criticism, let's deal with the criticism. If not, that's fine. Let him say, you know, people talk and people say, and that's that. It's a very, very tough. That itself is sort of the point. What is it that affects me? What is it that intersects my world? A person that is misspoiled from the world around, is part of the entities that inhabit the world, and that's bad. It's a low darga. Mashein kein, a person who is. But Mashenka, when it comes to things that are really ruchnius, the sense of what's wrong, what's right. If I hear a deep nekuda and I get very nispoiled from it, wow. If I hear something, if I realize I'm doing something wrong, and it affects me, it hurts me, it upsets me, the fact that I'm doing something wrong, those ispailas are positive ispailas. Okay, we'll hold it here. We can get, we'll hold the middle of this paragraph. Okay, any questions? Okay, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, Yishkor, for a moment. Bye-bye.